Body dank, some light mist. Our temperature at 30, is it 38 or 36? I forget now. It's slowly coming up. 36. It's next. It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bessette Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bessette Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, you don't have to hide. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American.
I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The same stable genius who said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports.
Whoa. You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The group included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, Shanga Kawawa.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Welcome back, 10:22 on a Monday. Program powered by the Subwaters in Carrington. Rick Jensen along with you and R. David Adams in the broadcast facilities on this last Monday of April. I was listening to your interview on Thursday with Kurt Junt, former pipeline engineer.
He's pretty cool.
Our way to Iowa. We're on this side of Minneapolis on I-94 and caught the interview on the online. It was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of information. He's got more information the way it sounds.
Well, yeah, I think it could do another 2 hours. But this is stuff, a lot of stuff has not been talked about. People haven't understood that what was there. I mean, for a lot of people, this is eye-opening.
Very, very eye-opening, for sure. Hey, it's 10:23. The lovely South Dakota native Tommy Laird is standing by. She has Fox News commentary.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem bragged about killing her hunting dog, and as a South Dakotan, I'm disgusted. I'm Tommy Laren. More next.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Her forthcoming book, No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward, South Dakota Governor and rumored potential Trump running mate Kristi Noem details a shocking and disturbing incident wherein she shot and killed her 14-month-old hunting dog. When I saw the headline, I thought there's no way this can be true, but then I read the passage and sure enough, it's all right there. Noem wrote about what a bad hunting dog Cricket was and how he wanted to play instead of perform his duties. She also wrote about how she hated the dog and was mortified when he killed a neighbor's chickens. So what did she do? She shot him. The story was supposed to highlight how Noem is unafraid to make hard decisions, and to say that didn't land is a major understatement. As a South Dakotan, as a dog lover, as a decent human being, I am thoroughly embarrassed. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
Hey, we're back, 1025. That's been the talking point all weekend long with Governor Noem. And I was just watching Fox Business here before the top of the hour, and they had Jason Chaffetz on.
Oh, boy.
And he said, if you want to destroy your political career, that's how you do it.
It's unfathomable that the thought process that she got to where she pulled the trigger is really weird. She's saying, well, I don't like the dog. He wanted to play too much. Well, there are lots of times you get a hunting dog and they're not necessarily, they want to play more. And if a 14-month-old dog is a puppy, he's still going to play a lot.
But
you work with him. And long term, you're going to have a great hunting dog. But no, she's willing to sacrifice you. And this basically is telling people she's willing to sacrifice anybody in her state for that, was a dog or a person or anything, because, well, you're just not doing it right. We'll just give her to you. That thought process is more alarming than the fact that she actually shot her dog.
Yeah, so she put this in her book. You know, I mean, she was honest about it. But,
oh, yeah.
But she has essentially... And
Satan's honest about a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, she essentially has destroyed her political career and any aspirations she may have had. So, stick a fork in Governor Kristi Noem, she's done.
Yep. Ah, sad.
1027 at KHND Radio. I also, speaking of the Dakotas, they had this in Fox Business this morning. And I think this is... This is calling it out too soon. Fox Business all giddy this morning. It looks like is North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum on the short list for the vice presidency.
Oh boy, that better be a short one.
Well, and there, I still say that. Oh, now I forget his name from Florida, the senator that ran against him. I forget his name.
Oh yeah.
You don't remember either, do you?
No. I try to not remember these kinds of people.
Well, he's a good one. He's one of the good ones, but
oh, well.
I can't because he ran.
What
is his name? Someone, Randy, help me out. What is his name from Florida? It's not J.D. Vance. I can see his face and I can hear his voice. I can't remember his name. And he's very likely on the could be on the short list as well.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine that Doug. I can't. Because everything about his political career is on fallen cards. He's a house stacked of cards. I mean, when you're kids, remember, you used to make card houses with 52 cards from your deck? That's kind of where Doug is built. Yeah, we know Doug is there, and this is Doug, and that's Doug, and that's King Doug, and he does this, but there's no substance there. It's all fluff.
That's a good way to describe King Doug. There's no substance, none, zero.
It's whatever the wind is blowing, and he'll say whatever it is he needs to say to stroke his ego. And I know there's a lot of people who have egos, and that's fine. I've dealt with people who have big egos. We all have some kind of ego. You have to, or you wouldn't get up in the morning to do anything. But there's a point at which it becomes narcissistic, I guess, or something. It just... And that's where Doug is. Everything he wants to do is make sure that, well, see, I am Doug Burgum from North Dakota. I'm the kid in the class everybody picked on, and I ran for the presidency. Wow.
You know, this senator, he's not from Florida. He's from one of the Carolinas. I just cannot remember his name.
Well, you're getting closer to where he lives. I guess.
God dang it, the CRS crap just gets out of control sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just type in this. And, of course, no. Because I can't type very well with one hand. Tim Scott is his name.
Oh, there you go.
Tim Scott. It just came to me now. Listener, going back to the Christy Noem thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can find that. Listener just shot a message and said, Christy Noem killed the dog because it killed a neighbor's chicken. On a side note, were the rest of the reasons. Yeah. Well, I did hear that, too. Yeah. You can't be having your dog killing neighbor's livestock, you know, food sources. But this is, sadly, in this political world, there ain't nothing that can be said to change what she did. I mean, you can sugarcoat it all you want, and sadly, that's, even if it's for the right reasons, that's not going to come out that way. She's a dog killer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Mitt Romney with the dog care he had on top of his car. Remember that?
I remember that. Station wagon. Yeah, yeah, right. Summer vacation.
So that's how it works in the drive-by media. Mm-hmm. Can be the most sincere thing you've ever done, and they can spin it and make you look like the world's biggest jerk there is.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many times in the universe has a dog killed a chicken?
Many times.
Many, many, many times. Chickens are birds. Mm-hmm. They have a tendency to get places where they shouldn't be. Dogs can see that chickens are at where it's time for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the worst thing that's ever happened that a dog did. Now, if you didn't get him trained right, and that just became an ongoing thing, that's something else again. But we're talking about one time.
10:31 at KHND Radio, and over the weekend on Friday, and this I really wanted to go to, but we had the wedding in Iowa to drive to. It was the District 14 meet the candidates. Mm-hmm. With the endorsed candidates. Also, Rick Becker was there as well. Mm-hmm. And you had him on the show on Thursday night. Yeah, I got the podcast of that particular show, Thursday show, earlier this morning.
Okay.
So that's on the podcast. You can go to iHeart Radio or wherever you get your podcast. But I know they're the competition, but they do a sweet job with the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that interview out. Also with Kurt Junt, the pipeline engineer, about the Access, Dakota, or not Dakota Access, but the Carbon Summit pipeline debacle. Yep. Now, I passed someone on the roadway, would have been south of Pezzenden yesterday, that had a pipeline pickup. It wasn't Carbon Summit, but I can't remember the name of the company, but it's something pipeline out there. Yeah, it made me wonder, what are you doing this far north? It's 10:32, program powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington, 10:32 on a Monday. Good morning.
License title on June 11th, paid for by the candidates.
The Mix 1470 KHND, proud to be American.
Hey, we're back at 10:40, program powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington on a Monday. We go through the headlines of the day, and on the way to Iowa and back, I was listening to a news talk station there out of Des Moines, WHO, 10:40. A lot of information coming out about these college students.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, Biden trying to forgive student loans for these for these kids, you know, at the very least, it's a ploy to get a vote. So you got these students who are getting their loans forgiven. In the meantime, they're out there crying death to America. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? And we're paying for it.
You know, a couple of things on that. I just saw two where there was no answer from the White House, but they'd asked the White House if they were going to continue doing that to those people who were involved in these protests. These violent protests.
Mm-hmm.
No answer. But then there's never an answer from the White House, so that doesn't surprise me any.
Yeah.
It's just, they want everything for free, And it's their university, and they don't have... They have no concept of what's actually happening in the world that they're immersed in. Now, I certainly have no problem with college campuses having protests and everything else. That's where that stuff starts, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But this has gone crazy. We're not protesting. We're calling for death. We're calling for people to be killed. This is not good. Now, you have to dig in and find out, too. You look at the money, where the money's coming from for these kids that are doing this. It's from a program that is instituted through a Soros group.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the ones who are disseminating the money. And, so they even asked some of the guys and the gals, the kids that were young adults, why are you doing this? Well, I'm not sure. Why are we doing this? They don't know.
Well, it's kind of like the idiocy with the Dakota Access Pipeline and mm-hmm. that protest. That was all, by and large, paid protesters there.
Yep.
That got completely out of control, and no one knew what to do. That was under the watch of Governor Jack Spendrimple.
Mm-hmm.
When that took place, and he really failed. He failed in that endeavor, as he didn't want to tick anybody mm-hmm. off. So look at all the ranchers and farmers that were affected in southern North Dakota with that. But that's a whole other can of worms right there. Oh, we have a clip here this morning. Biden accidentally told the truth one day last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Joe Biden accidentally told the truth. Let's listen to that clip. Of course, I think they're... Oh, yeah, we have to wait for the commercial to play.
Buy four before you get yours today.
And here we go.
I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Well, I don't know. Is that a rhetorical question?
Well, I certainly wouldn't trust Biden.
Everyone kind of nervously laughs when he said that because they knew he screwed up.
He is a screw-up. This is all he's ever done since he got in Congress. This is what you get. And how in the world he got in the position that he got in, how he got to be vice president, and I have no idea.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Is that kind of like the Tootsie Pop commercial, how many licks into the center mm-hmm. of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, pretty much.
Unbelievable. There's people who actually think that he's doing a good job.
On what?
Well, you go to Twitter or X,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of paid people on there, but some of them are like, whoa, best president of my lifetime. Well, I said, you've had a pretty cruddy lifetime, haven't you?
Obviously.
But, no, it's just unreal. It really is. Other headlines out there. Now, is anyone surprised by this? Mm-hmm. Ford Motor Company reporting mm-hmm. loss on every electrical vehicle sold in the first quarter.
About $130,000 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
They could have given away three electric cars for every one they produced and not cost them any more money.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's not good. That's not good.
Well, people don't want electric vehicles, and the Biden regime mm-hmm. trying to cram it down our throats.
I saw that they made a decision. They've been doing this. This is about the third story on just Ford alone pulling back from electric trucks, electric cars. They're going to have a hybrid, which mm-hmm. would makes that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That
electric vehicle.
So we'll see. But they're going to closing up shop. They can't. You know, a couple of $1 billion loss
mm-hmm.
from a car manufacturer that hasn't had to deal with losses for a long time because they followed what Biden said. Idiots. Henry Ford better be turning over in his grave.
Also, with that, here's a story on Tesla's doing something.
Oh, yeah?
electric vehicle, a move to increase sales. The company announced it has updated its future vehicle lineup ahead of its scheduled start of production, which had been set for the second half of 2025. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the new timeline puts these cheaper models on track to hit the market sometime in early 2025 or even late 2024. The car manufacturer acknowledged that this acceleration of production could lead to lower cost reduction, but that this was an exchange to uptick its vehicle output. Tesla specified that this will fully utilize its maximum capacity of close to 3 million vehicles, which would allow for 50% growth from its production last year.
Let's stop the audio right there. One, people don't want these vehicles, so Elon Musk, I like what you're doing on Twitter, X, but just give it up with the electric vehicles already.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of electric vehicles sitting on lots all across the United States that they can't get rid of. Everybody that wanted one got one. Nobody else wants one. And there they sit.
You know, with my CRS now, I can't remember. It was somewhere in Iowa. There was a, trying to remember, was it a truck stop or, I just can't remember. Okay. Oh, this was in Albertville, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
There's a big truck stop along I-35, a petrol serve, and they have a big lineup of Tesla charging stations.
Oh, yeah.
So on the way down, we stopped there to get gas. No vehicles at the Tesla charging station site. Mm-hmm. Way back yesterday, no vehicles sitting there either at the Tesla charging.
Well, they mustn't use any electricity then, right?
Yes.
I can't believe
it. And also, one more thing on electric vehicles before we jump into other things. The saw a story last week. Mm-hmm. Someone had a Tesla electric pickup, which are about the ugliest damn things I've ever seen.
It looked like that Pontiac from a couple of years ago.
Ran it through a car wash, and it fried it.
Yep.
Apparently, there's a setting on there, car wash mode.
Yeah, keeps the water from dripping.
So this begs the question. We drove back from southern Iowa yesterday, drove through a lot of rain all the way up until you got north of Jamestown, especially through the Minnesota side of it. What would happen to these electric vehicles? You see this water just spraying. I mean, of course, with the wheel well, I mean, are they sealed to the point where it's not going to be affecting?
Well, it's not going to affect the drivetrain or the motor or the batteries and things, but what it will affect is all the electronics.
That's what I mean. If a car wash can ruin an electric vehicle.
Pretty quickly. There's major, major problems.
And, you know, you're driving along, especially into outside of the cities, when you're coming through Bloomington and then out towards Rogers and that way. Now, which they have four lane that now. Thank you very much, Minnesota DOT. You imagine driving through that kind of water, traffic speeds, a lot of them are 75, 85 to 90. Mm-hmm. You're trying to keep up with the flow of traffic, and then your vehicle just stalls out because it shorted
out.
Wet.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I tell you what, that's kind of a rush.
Yeah.
Driving through the cities in the fast lane going that fast. I know one shouldn't do it, but we were taught in Anamoose Public School by Donald D. Dick. Our may he rest in peace. He was our driver's ed instructor. He always told us, if you get in a bigger city, you go with the flow of traffic.
Yep.
For safety's sake, you go with the flow of traffic.
And you will either get where you're going. It'll slow down or speed up, depending on the conditions, based on all those cars. You just got to keep an eye on the car next to you because you don't know what they're up to. But I remember driving to Minneapolis one time, and we were booking. I don't remember what we were. We had to be 85, 90, and got passed by an RV. And I'm watching this. Now, I don't drive little cars, but this is a big RV, and shoom. Okay. Hope you get there. That kind of freaked me out a little bit because that's a pretty big, that's like an 18-wheeler coming at you, you know. You go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. It is 10:51, program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. If you would so desire, you want to chime in this morning, 701-324-4848. 701-324-4848. Or email me, studio at KHND1470.com. Studio at KHND1470.com. You know, they had the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, boy.
It featured another unfunny comedy act, a disastrous speech by the so-called leader of the free world, and that so-called leader enjoying his dinner like an Alzheimer's patient at the nursing home, taking a moment to remember last year's annual event. Joe Biden laughed hysterically at Americans struggling to afford everyday goods. He also joked about spearheading prosecutions against his main political opponent, Donald Trump. And I think we have a clip. Let's see if we can play that clip. Got to play the commercials first.
Oh, yes.
Buy four
before it's all too late.
Yeah, here we go.
Since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything. No, it really has been a tough first year for you, Mr. President. And sure.
So that was that Noah, what is his name? Not Noah Berry. He was in the Rockford Files. Noah Trevor, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Biden laughing at everything going up for people.
Yeah, I figures. They have no idea what reality is. They don't. It's just, it's bad.
You know, one thing I discovered, though, from here all the way down to southern Iowa, gas prices and diesel prices, by and large, fairly uniform.
Interesting.
I've noticed that last couple of years we've driven down to Iowa. It's just through Minnesota and North Dakota, Iowa. It doesn't deviate a whole lot before things used to.
Yeah.
Now, the only place I saw that was more expensive for diesel fuel, was the Flying J and the Love's truck stops. They are at least a dime to 20 cents per gallon higher for diesel.
Wow.
Than everybody else. Not sure why that is, but yeah. It's unreal. It is 10:53 at KHND as we I'm scanning through the headlines here. Again, I kept away. I didn't have time to look at headlines over the weekend. But, again, listening to that WHO out of Des Moines, 1040, that was a really, really good station. I mentioned earlier they have a lot of local talk shows, and a gentleman named Simon, I forget his last name, he sounds just like
Stein.
Well, here comes the damn CRS nonsense again. What was it, Stein?
Stein.
Well, yeah, first name, please.
Maurice? I don't know.
We just talked about it off air moments ago.
Yeah, but see, you started talking about it, and then I lost it.
Yeah, Mark Stein.
I do remember Mark Stein, yeah.
Yeah. Sound a whole lot like Mark Stein, but his name is Simon something. Just a fantastic radio station. I was really, really quite impressed by that. It is 10:54 at KHND. Other headlines out there. Ever hear of a gentleman named Judge Joe Brown?
No, I don't think so.
Judge Joe Brown unleashed a torrent of criticism against high-profile individuals, including John Legend, Fannie Willis, Barack Hussein Obama, and Joe Biden, whom he referred to as a low-down, scummy bastard.
Okay.
Brown's remarks came after Legend publicity supported Biden and called President Trump racist. Let's play some of the Zine audio from the judge here. And
here come the judge.
Well, of course, now we got to wait for the commercial to play through. No, here it comes. The judge, Joe Brown.
Judge.
All right, well, they got to do a Judge Brown commercial. isn't that cool? He's promoting his own food line. Cooking up steaks there. He makes a barbecue sauce. Judge Joe Brown. I've never heard of him before. Fascinating. Now let's see if it works now.
Okay.
John Legend.
What?
Sat down with Peppermint Patty.
Well, she's... this is what happens with...
He said, podcasts. I call her Peppermint Patty. She used to be the White House correspondent, but she got red hair. And I took that from Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz named her Peppermint Patty. And he's calling Donald Trump a racist. And here's his explanation, because he was going viral earlier today.
One of the things that you hear from Trump supporters is that he signed the First Step Act in 2018. He's a partner in this effort. What do you say to people who say, oh, no, he would be an ally? Look what he did in 2018.
He's not been an ally. I mean, I think the First Step Act was fine. It was a very kind of small reform. And to be honest, most of the reform we need is on the local and state level, because most incarceration is local and state. And most of the laws that end up being criminally enforced are local and state laws. That being said, at the same time, you know, he's claiming credit for those small things. He's also saying, you know, if people are stealing something, they should get shot in the middle of the store. When we protested the killing of George Floyd, he was advocating for the military to shoot us in the streets. He's made it clear throughout his life that he believes black people are inferior. Mm-hmm. Like, he believes that to his core. In his bones, he wouldn't let us live in his buildings back in the day. But also, when you hear some of the stray comments, he clearly believes in a genetic hierarchy of mm-hmm. humanity, and is racially determined. So he is a tried and true, like dyed in the wool racist. Like, in his the core of his being, he's a racist. So.
Well, that's John Legend calling Trump a racist. Mm-hmm. And that word has been just overly used. No one knows what it means anymore, and it's all nonsense. So they talked to Judge Joe Brown on this. Let's see if we can get
his. Is very clear.
Let's fast forward on
I that. I always thought it was.
Here we go.
So I want to get your thoughts on that real quick.
Who is this boy? Who is this boy?
He's a singer, John Legend.
He's analyzing.
White. I always thought he was white. Anyway, he hadn't paid any damn dues. Let me put it this way. Most of what is wrong with the criminal justice system in the United States of America that's trickled down from the federal level to the state level that negatively impacts blacks and other minorities was started off in 1979, 1981, 1983, 1987. 1991 and 1994, thanks to Joe Biden, Stennis, Eastland, and Byrd. And you can thank them for some of the problems with American criminal law as they negatively impact black folk. This myth about all of these people in jail, first offenders for one rock, you can thank Joe Biden for, with his mess about crack, even though it seems to have settled into his household quite heavily.
Quite.
I heard the low-down scummy bastard say in front of me, it was in Dover, Delaware, he was on the podium, he said, quote, Negroes are animals, and they turn the streets into jungles, and they need to be put in zoos where they are safe and can be observed. He said, Negro children are animals, and they turn schools into zoos. And I don't want my children going to a school with Negroes and it turned into a zoo. I heard him say that. I saw him when he said it.
Judge Joe Brown, that's some inconvenient hard truths for the Biden regime and the left.
Yeah, well, oh boy.
11 o'clock, Senator Jeff Magrum after news and weather from District 8, where they're making it great.
And when you need it, we are the Mix 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Let's go, Brandon!
free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. RJ and RDA here along with Senator Jeff Magrum from District 8, where they're making it great again. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well.
Morning.
You know, it was awesome that you suggested your replacement for last week, Mr. Junt, and he was so great we had him come back for a total of two times on the show.
Yeah, he's just very, very well versed on what's going on. He's made Kurt made his living in the energy industry, so he's retired from it now. But he's very intelligent and very educated on the whole pipeline process and the geology. And he's very, very good guy to have on our side of the fence to to help us with the knowledge we need to know.
And boy, there was so much information that we and the listeners who commented on this, what an eye-opener it was. It's just unreal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he could talk for hours and he'd you'd still be learning.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So while he was on the show last Monday, you were at one of those PSC hearings about this.
That's
too,
right.
Weren't you?
Well, no, I didn't go. Brandon and Suann, my teammates, went to that, and I went up to the nuclear triad symposium, which was...
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay. The first day was Monday. We went and we toured the Minot Air Force Base, and they showed us... They let us actually get up and close to a B-52 bomber and actually got to sit in the cockpit and see what... It's quite a deal climbing up in those things, you know. Oh. And all the wiring and the many switches and I don't know how them guys keep that all straight, but it takes them a year of training to be able to fly one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not a paper cup; you just don't take it up from the field and take off.
No, it's amazing how big they are, and they. What's really amazing is that those wings are full of fuel. You'd think those wings would tear off. But gosh, they got engines hanging on them, and they're full of fuel, and you'd think they would tear off. But these things were built in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. That's what things were built
better.
They started
using them in the 57 already, and they're still using many of the planes. Now they're going to, because of the Chinese are really improving their military. Our military decided they better upgrade them, so they're going to change a lot of them. They're going to change out the engines and other electronics that are in them, and some of them they're going to retire and replace them with the new Northrop Grumman has a plane. They're going to replace some of them with. I got to look at the name of that one. That's a B-21 Raider.
Oh, okay.
That they're going to replace them with. So that was part of the tour, and then they took us out to look at a missile, because the Minuteman III missiles are getting changed out to the Sentinel missiles.
Mm. Well,
that got pushed out a few years now because the costs went...
Mm-hmm.
Went way up. They said 37% since they've been working on this plan. So now they're not going to start until 2027.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead, Artie.
Well, I'm just going to say that the Minuteman's been around for quite a while, since the late 50s, and now we're Minuteman III. So, I mean, you know, we've had two upgrades just on them. Vexels is only a point of no return where you just can't update. You have to start over something with new. I would think.
Well, that's what they're doing. They can use many of the missile silos for the new Sentinels. Some of them they have to actually go in and bust out all that concrete.
Oh, gee.
And put new silos in, they said, for some of them. And some of them they fit. Now, I don't know they didn't get into detail why some fit and some don't, but they said that it just barely fit in some of them. They're a little bit bigger than the old Minuteman III.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was interesting, really interesting, yeah. no doubt.
Oh, yeah, and then, I mean, it's quite a tour. And then they took us down to one of their underground command centers, 60 foot deep. I didn't realize there's 1 command center for every 10 missiles, and Minot Air Force Base has 150 missiles, so there's 10 underground command centers. Mm-hmm. And these command centers, you'd never know what they are, or, you know, I mean, unless you have a little insight on them, but they're pretty hidden, and it's amazing the people that work there. They got a chef at each one.
Yep.
And the workers there, they got full group of security there. And these guys are very well armed. And then they got 4 missileers there. 2 are on duty and 2 are sleeping, resting. They work 12-hour shifts, so there's 4 missileers there at all times. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Things the guy don't know what's going on out there, but that whole northern part of the state's pretty well secure because of people running around up there that nobody knows. They're watching.
They're just like Santa Claus. They know they're watching. They know if you've been good or bad, right?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, it was a real eye-opener for me. I knew some of that stuff, but not. I learned a lot more about the how much area the air base encompasses and the influence up there. Mm-hmm. There's 12,000 people up at the air base, and I think what they say about 5,200 people live there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole city in itself.
Yeah, it is.
It really is, yeah. Well, that's interesting. A lot of information one didn't know. But what's the switch gears here a little bit now? What's the latest on the PSC and the pipeline issue?
Well, my son Aaron was there. He's the chairman of the Image County Commission, so he was there the whole day, and he said that if they're listening to our side at all, that we had really good testimony. And of course, this thing, in my opinion, should have been thrown out a while ago already, because there's just nobody for it. And once again, the only guy for it was paid to be for it and came in there and spoke for it. But there's nobody coming in there that's not paid to speak for it. And there was a lot of good testimony, but one point that I thought was 2 points, actually. One, they keep saying that at first these guys were, they admit they were threatening people and so on. But the executive vice president, who's from the Beulah area, is still working for them. And as a matter of fact, he testified on Monday, and he lied about one of the home, there's 2 home builders and the former mayor of Bismarck that were really trying to keep this pipe away from their properties. And this guy, Beauchamps is his name, he lied that and said that he had been in conversations with these guys, and now they're for the pipeline. So in the afternoon, one of the home builders, his name is Chad Moldenhauer, came in, and he had to set the record straight. He said they never talked, and he's never been for the pipeline. And he literally called him out as a liar and a fabricator.
Oh, boy.
So the end of the hearing was really in our favor, but like I said, these PSC commissioners, I don't know where they're at anymore, but if you watch any of the hearings, it's almost laughable how the Judge Hope Hogan is in charge of the hearings, and she says, has everybody make sure that they understand what perjury is and what the penalty is, and do you swear, you know, they make such a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to them because several people reached out to me and they said, well, what about that guy that committed perjury now? What are they doing? So I talked to the PSC guys on Friday and I said, well, everybody's wondering when that guy's going to get charged for perjury. And they're like, well, what? What do you mean? And I said, well, you guys pontificate on this whole perjury thing and how Tim Dawson, he's the substitute decision maker, stands there and says, the law is my master. Mm. And then Randy Christman says, we must follow the law. And then now you got this Hope Hogan says, just watch any of it at all. It's on the PSC webpage. It's got the audio from the meeting. And anyway, if you go to quick links, and then it'll go to the audio from the April 22nd hearing. Mm-hmm. And then click on there. And every time somebody gets up there, she really, really gets on that whole perjury thing. And the PSC says, well, one of the guys up there, the lawyer says, well, we've never charged anybody with that before. I said, well, who's in charge? Like, you guys make such a big deal out of the perjury thing. Like, who would charge? Mm-hmm. Who would charge them with perjury? Well, we don't know. I said, so you guys make such a big deal out of that, but you don't know who would charge with perjury? You don't know the procedure? You've never done it? I don't get it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wow, so it's turning into a circus show then.
Yeah, so anyway, like I said, there's quite a few people in my district were concerned, mm-hmm. like, well, what's the process? So I asked legislative counsel, and they said, well, you'd have to go through the attorney general. I said, the same attorney general that's got an assistant right on the public service commission, the one that hasn't done anything, like, really? Mm-hmm. And we don't even know if Wrigley's an investor because they won't disclose them. So I said, I would think you go through the sheriff. And they said, well, you can call the sheriff. Like, I called Sheriff Kirkmeyer over in Morton County. I said, what do you do about perjury if somebody commits perjury in your county? And he said, well, I don't know why. And I told him about it. And he goes, well, I can watch the video. He goes, just thought I'd tell you, my mom's land is in the Summit Carbon Solutions project. Well, he's got the sheriff's mother whose land is in the project area where they're going to dispose of the carbon in the ground. And I said, well, did she sign up willingly? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, is everybody compromised anymore? Mm-hmm. he hasn't called me back. I doubt that he'll even look into it. But I don't know. It's just funny because I know when I go to the next hearing, I'm going to ask her when I speak. She says, you know what perjury is? I'm going to ask her what it is because evidently I don't understand it. I thought it meant if you lie under oath that it was, mm-hmm. according to state law, is a Class C felony. That's what I thought it was.
It's only that way if you're a Donald Trump supporter. Then it applies to you.
Oh, okay.
That's how that works. Yeah.
Well, I have to ask her what her definition of it is because I sure don't know because evidently the other guy lied and he didn't and he got called out on it the same day by another guy coming in, literally wasn't even going to go to the hearing, got off, went left his son's baseball game to go in because people were texting him that they were lying about him, went in and set the record straight and there's no charge, like really, somebody committed a felony here, people.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, no big deal. Well, we've never done it before. But yet they stress that you're taking this oath. You must understand what it means. And there is a penalty. It doesn't even make sense, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. This whole country is just out of kilter, man.
That's the understatement of the day. It's really out of kilter. There's no doubt about that.
Yikes.
Can you hang on? We'll talk more about that after the break. Visiting with Senator Jeff Magrum from District 8, where they're making it great again. Body out there, our temperature at 36. We have Fox Business News on the way. It's brought to you by our very good friends at New York Life with agents Brad Oschlager and Eric Tingey. As your local New York Life Insurance Company agents, Brad Oschlager and Eric Tingey, they can work with you to identify your goals, understand your needs, and offer insurance and financial products that can help you achieve peace of mind. Contact Brad or Eric today, 324-2737, to schedule your appointment. They bring us Fox Business News. Good morning.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are starting the week in the green. Apple and Verizon are among shares contributing to the upside. Domino's Pizza shares trading at a two-year high today. After its earnings and sales easily topped expectations, its revamped loyalty program in relationship with Uber Eats drove a pickup in orders. Domino's Pizza shares are up 2.5%. Tesla shares are up 11%. CEO Elon Musk made a quick trip to China over the weekend, and reports say he received approval for Tesla to roll out advanced driver assistance systems there with the help of China-based Baidu. Also, the Supreme Court will not hear Musk's request to throw out part of a settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission over his claims that he had secured funding to take Tesla private. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening in animation. Studios are processing data faster. That's because CDW showed them new ways to maximize their infrastructure, then built a flexible Dell Technologies data solution. More automation led to reduced maintenance times and greater efficiency. So that creativity stays the star of the show. Dell Technologies and CDW, make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/datacenter.
11:33 here on this Monday, the KHND Weather Guest brought to you by our good friend Brian Bender. He's an agent with American Family Insurance in beautiful downtown Harvey.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Brian Bender, agent at 713 Lincoln Avenue here in Harvey, or call 324-2888 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Stone Schaefer talking about a wet, cold week ahead. Right, Stone?
From the storm team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, scattered rain and possible light snow mixed in. Hot, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. A north wind around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s, a southeast wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow, showers and highs in the lower 50s, a southeast wind 10 to 20, wind gusts up to 25. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a chance of rain, highs in the lower 60s, a west wind 15 to 25. On Thursday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, highs lower 50s, a north wind 10 to 20, wind gusts up to 25. On Friday, another chance of rain, mostly cloudy, highs upper 40s, a northwest wind 15 to 25. On Saturday, chance of rain, partly sunny, highs lower 50s, a northwest wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 25. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a northwest wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. Keep it right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Right now, cloudy, our temperature in downtown Harvey up to 37. Northeast breeze at 9, 91% humidity, dew point at 35. Bare soil temp, 4 inches down at 41. Air level 3 weather radar showing moisture yet in the north central. A narrow band through eastern McHenry County into southwest Wells County. And then all the way down to, just northwest of Sioux Falls. Part of that area of low pressure, the wraparound moisture. Currently 37. That's only up 5 from the overnight low of 32. It's going to be a cold day. Make no bones about it. North to northeast breeze at 7, 91% humidity, dew point at 35.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information is next with a one-minute update. This report brought to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance. And our friends at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's
West. It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. 80% lean ground beef in a family pack, $4.39 a pound. Mexican large avocados, fresh mangoes, 4 for $5. Our family orange juice, 52-ounce container, 2 for $7. Mr. Dell's hash browns, $2.99. You'll find our family coffee selected varieties, $7.99. Vidalia sweet onions jumbo, 99 cents a pound.
Boneless pork sirloin roast or chops in a family pack, $2.49 a pound. Totino's pizza rolls, two packages for $9. Banquet pot pies, four for $5. Our family waffles or pancakes, two boxes for only $5. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken, four-piece and eight-piece. It's all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. You just take it home or to your place of work. You got a great hot meal. And check out their website. The full flyer is right there, HarveyWarehouse.com, HarveyWarehouse.com, or scan the QR code at the store. Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
Chris Foster. Pro-Palestinian student protesters are told to leave their on-campus encampment by 2 p.m. Eastern or face suspension.
Those students are not only demanding divestment, they are also demanding universal amnesty. They don't want to receive any punishment or discipline from the university at all, period, for participating in these protests. The university is asking students to self-identify themselves and attest to following university rules in the future, but even that is not something the protesters seem willing to do.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New York. At least four people, including a baby, are killed in tornadoes in Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt on Fox.
We've already been in touch with the FEMA administrator. The president actually called me last night. I declared a disaster emergency declaration, and so we're going to start assessing the damage.
At least 46 tornadoes are confirmed from Texas to Iowa. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND, Harvey.
Hi, this is Rod from Tom's Home Furnishings inviting you to our spring cleaning clearance event. New market furniture introductions are on the way, and to make room, many items must go. Save up to 50% off select clearance items and 30% off all wall art and accessories store-wide. Pay no money down and no interest for one full year and free delivery within a 100-mile radius. So hurry in and save only at Tom's Home Furnishings, where you'll find quality, value, and service all under one roof in beautiful downtown Harvey.
Your local legislators have served a combined 84 years in Bismarck. That's long enough to figure out how to pass the biggest budget in state's history, $19 billion. I'm Larry Danduran. Like you, my monthly bills are up, my property taxes are up, yet the state sits on tens of billions of dollars in funds. Let's give tax relief to offset the skyrocketing cost of living. Vote Carissa Grothy, Larry Danduran, and Jason Steidel on June 11th. Paid for by the candidates.
The Mix 1470 KHND.
Hey, we're back, 1140, visiting with Senator Jeff Magrum from District 8, where they're making it great again, talking about the pipeline debacle in North Dakota and other things. Public Service Commission debacle, I guess. A lot of debacles, Jeff Magrum.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll say there's a... Did you guys hear that they're recounting some of the voting for the resolutions at the North Dakota Republican Convention a few weeks ago.
Mm.
And I still haven't been clear on why they're all of a sudden going through and recounting everything. And they were sure concerned about that carbon resolution that North Dakota GOP is opposed to carbon capture and underground storage, as well as using taxpayer funds for promoting it, or what I call propaganda. They call education, but anyway, so the vote changed for the carbon one, and now it's supposedly lost by two. But there was 816 yes, 411 no, and they're saying, "Oh, the vote, the resolution lost." Hey, you know, people, if you look at the math, it was 2-1 in favor of the resolution. It doesn't matter if it had exactly 2/3. It was two votes shy. It had won by 6 before, and now it shows Now they're saying it lost by two, but isn't it interesting that they had to recount that one?
Mm-hmm. Who did the recounting on that? I'm mm-hmm. curious about that.
It sounds like it was a group that they brought in of executive committee members and it's people I trust, but I really I think there's going to be a press release coming today probably on who did it and why they did it, but and why all of a sudden they had to do it. So it's very interesting, but they were sure keyed in on that. They were so amazed by the simple fact that two-thirds of North Dakotans don't believe in this crap. It's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just downright stupid what they're doing. And so they're going along to get along, so in the end we lose. They're going along with the enemies. The Chinese are the biggest pushers of carbon capture.
Yep.
And they know that it's going to destroy us trying to capture this carbon because it's fictitious. Even the equipment they're using, there's a report just came out on a carbon capture project in Illinois that mm-hmm. it's only collecting 10% of the carbon that's being emitted. The technology is very expensive and it's not very, very efficient.
Well, exactly.
So.
Yeah, someone posted a picture on social media of beautiful forest and greenery and said this is where greatest CO2 absorbers there are.
Yes.
And then someone posted and was serious about it and said, oh, how much did the oil company pay you to post that? I'm like, well, this guy is just a jerk. I mean, there's no common sense anymore. None.
Well, that's just it. America's great because people use common sense and wisdom and did smart things with their money and resources. Now we're doing stupid things with the money and resources,
yes.
things that don't even make sense.
I know.
To capture carbon that the plants use, especially when they know that man has very little influence on the carbon in the atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that is
all the work.
The height of arrogance. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're going to say it's the height of arrogance
mm-hmm.
for these idiots to say that, oh, man can affect the climate. No, that's the height of arrogance.
Yeah. They think that we are gods, that we can control the thermostat of the earth.
Yeah.
It's really what they're trying to do, and that they think that they have that kind of power.
It's unreal. Hey, speaking of power, did you hear about your old buddy Pat Finken and the Darker Alliance going after Rick Becker again
mm-hmm.
now?
Yeah, it's same old song and dance. I think would think people would be pretty well aware of what's going on now. That's all lies. That guy should be strung up, really, because he's committing treason, and we don't know. I've heard that he's using Chinese money because it's dark money. He does not report the money that he's using. And we had heard that 2 years ago that he was using dark money mm-hmm. against many of us. I mean, Chinese money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to disclose that under law. So if he is, he should be strung up as a treasonist.
Mm-hmm.
He's supporting, he's going against our own countrymen with communist money that our number one foreign adversary, if that's true. We need to find that out, where he's getting his money from, because it's very important. We tried to change that law last session. Mm-hmm. Me and Brandon and Suanne, but we didn't get anywhere with it. And then the comment by some of them were like, well, I don't know what you're upset about. You've been winning. And I said, because I won, but a lot of good people lost. That the bottom line is you don't know whose money they're using to attack you. You mm-hmm. should know that.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that if you're going to stand up and place the money on the bet table and say, well, I'm going to use this to go at you, you should know where that's coming from. I don't see why that would be such an officially bad thing to do for the Finkins of the world, but that's kind of what they do, I guess.
Well, I've listened to some of the testimony, and even one of our own senators said, Judy Lee said, well, I give money to these groups, and I don't want them to disclose that I gave them money. Well, why not?
What are you hiding?
My question is, why not? What are you hiding behind?
Mm-hmm.
Stand for what you believe in, or don't give them no money then if you don't really believe in it.
Yes.
You don't have the guts to stand up for what you're... And so they're just fine with them giving money to them and attacking them, and they don't... they don't have to be exposed for it.
Yep. Good grief.
Yeah. So this Darker Alliance thing, what is it? He's actually called the Brighter Alliance. We just called it the Darker Alliance. That was a couple of years ago.
Darker Future Alliance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Darker Future Alliance. And to think that he puts this out about Rick Becker. Yes, Rick Becker hates farmers. Rick Becker wants the pipeline. Rick Becker hates everything that's good about this country. Well, you know what? Anyone that knows Rick Becker and has very limited knowledge of him knows here in North Dakota, he's for all the right things. And for him to put something out like that is just foolishness. I'm talking about
thinking. Well, he didn't shoot his dog yet, at least that we know of, like Christy Noem did.
Yeah.
Boy, right. she pretty much ruined her political career now, hasn't she?
You know, everybody loves dogs, but, you know, unfortunately, some of them get shot. You know,
right, right.
That's the way it is. But, yeah, they're going to make a big deal. It's actually a good way for her to get her book sales up. She's selling a boatload of books now.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
That's a pretty smart move, actually, by her to get a lot of public attention on her book now, because I didn't even know she had a book, so imagine mm-hmm. a lot of people... We're going out buying that book now.
Yep.
And then I mentioned earlier in Fox Business this morning, they were talking about King Doug. Looks like he could be on the short list for President Trump's VP list. I don't believe that for a second. I really don't.
Well, I think Trump's desperate for money, and he's using them guys for money. I hope that's all he's doing. But if they get in there, then we might as well throw in the towel almost, because... Which I'd never do because I'll never give up. But it's just like he's not that dumb. But I think he knows where the money is, and he needs the money.
True. You know, so. And the bad thing about King Doug is I mentioned this on the show before. We're in Florida. People have heard of him. Thought, well, you guys are lucky. You got a governor like that. No, until you lay out what the things he's done. You know, during COVID. What he's done to people like you, you know, in the legislature, you know, with his personal money and trying to campaign you guys right out. They're like, oh, wow, didn't know that. I said, yeah, do a little research, I said.
Jeez.
Well, I'm on a group text with a bunch of Iowa people, and they're all freaking out. They call him the Mussolini of the Midwest.
Okay.
Mussolini of the Midwest.
Yeah, they can't figure out why Trump is so gullible. And I said, well, I think he's desperate for money. He's got to use them for their money, and then hopefully he'll kick them to the curb. But, you know.
Well, funny you mentioned that. Apparently now there's a story DeSantis is going to be hitting the campaign trail for Trump, trying to raise some money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was kind of surprising.
Yeah. But, you know, all these witch hunts and witch trials going on, wow, that's sucking up a lot of resources and time.
Yeah, well, I think our government is in a perplexing state where people don't know which way to go, who to elect, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a lot of good choices when it comes to some of these races.
Yeah,
that's true.
Nobody's being held accountable, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at our choice for president. You got Trump or old Biden. I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's the way it boils down to, you know, after the primaries, I guess. But, yeah, it's our RFK Jr., who's still a, you know, I'll give him credit, but he's still a socialist.
Yeah,
that's just it. And if Trump throws in with Bergen and Gates, then...
Oh, boy.
That's no good.
No, not good at all. But I don't see it happening. I still see a Tim Scott. That's who I've been thinking that for a long time, Tim Scott. But we'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're about out of time here, Jeff Magrum. We thank you for your time this morning.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Yes. Have a blessed week.
You too. Take care.
Don't work too hard.
Nope. Bye.
Senator Jeff Magrum from District 8, where they're making it great again. We have... body conditions out there, very cold morning. Going to be outside, bundle up. Hey, we're up 1 degree now. We're at 38 now. It's the last few days of April, and we're just a few degrees above the thawing point. Pretty sad. 43 was the high yesterday. Late morning markets are coming up from the Ag Central Radio Network. We'll get to that report on the way next here at KHND. It is 11:51.